comes. Shazari has the ball in. At the buzzer, he throws up a shot. It's good! And we're tied! 76 all. Shazari flew through the lane and lays it in.
Shades of Danny Ainge, Tyus Edney, UCLA. Shazari goes the full length in 3.2 seconds to lay it in right at the buzzer.
We're going double overtime.
This is why we do local sports. This is the greatest show in town.
Central Valley, it's time for the 940 ESPN Rye Show. The 940 ESPN Rye Show is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Van Buren Insurance. And now, here are your hosts, Nick Papagni and Matt Johnson.
Welcome to the Rise on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're here at Fashion Furniture, the one and only Fashion Furniture, your one-stop shop for everything you need for indoor house fixings and everything else. I love the collection. Nick Anderson, it's Nick and Matt. The names haven't changed, but Nick Anderson will be my sidekick. Mr. Pagmeter, Nick Papagni, is in his second version, part two, of the broadcast high school broadcast sports symposium in Salt Lake City, Utah. He had a two-day event there. I don't know why they would ask him to be there, but he is holding court right now on one of the beautiful. By the way, out there in Utah, Nick Anderson, the athletic facilities are top-notch.
Oh, I mean, have you been? Well, of course, you've been up to. Well, that was before your time, wasn't it? Because Utah was not part of the Pac-10 when you played.
Yeah, but some of my high school football player teammates in high school went off to Utah with the Utes. But no, have I been there? Hello, I'm a snow skier, and the greatest snow on earth, it's the reason it's on their license plate. In that valley, in the Wasatch Mountain Range, with the way that that snow gets light and fluffy and perfect conditions for great snow. I love Alta. I love Snowbird. Of course, the canyons and Park City area. That's where I like to hang out. I try to make that trip at least once a year.
Yeah, I do Park City. We do that. We try to do that once a year as well. And we've done that for so long before. And Fresno's got a wonderful flight, right? They've got a flight, direct flight right into Salt Lake. You can literally leave that early flight, be in Salt Lake in an hour and a half, get into a car, go to Park City or wherever you desire, and get on the slope. You can have the entire afternoon, and you can't get anywhere else that quickly.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there's so many great things going on in Salt Lake and the state of Utah. Love it. Well, anyway, that's where Pagmeter. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but he sent his shot of one of the high school stadiums with the background in that snow-capped mountain range.
Beautiful.
Beautiful this time of year. But this is Nick Anderson. I'm Matt Johnson. Nick and I have known each other forever. It's going to be easy. Of course, Nick, as you know, is the sidekick on one of the great shows in our valley, The Zone, on Fridays with the Pagmeter. This is The Rise. A lot of people ask me all the time, Nick, about Rise. How'd you come up with that name? Rise was the property rights. Nick Papagni, myself, the Pagmeter, Nick Papagni, we started at our restaurant, the World Sports Cafe. Tim McDonald and I started this themed eatery here in town quite a while ago. We started the show from inside the restaurant, and the first show actually was Tim McDonald and the legendary great one, Tony Diodato. And if you don't know anything about Tony D, he is clean and clear royalty in the broadcast business in our town. Tony D has been doing this for so long. His wealth of knowledge in the industry is second to none, and he started long before we ever built the World Sports Cafe, but he had a nice show with Tim McDonald out of our press box. And so if you're always interested in Tony D, go on our website, ESPN 940, and check out the drop-down box, and you'll get one of the great shows. We have so many good ones on this air. Of course, Tony D and what you do on Fridays at The Zone is awesome, and we've been doing this Rise for quite a while, and there's many others, but I'm going to start the show off with what I like to call, and I've always told the Pagmeter, we have to have a set something opening monologue, and this opening monologue for this week, in tribute to what we've been a part of, Nick and I, Nick Papagni and I, for many, many, many years, is this road to Celland Arena, which culminates on tomorrow, Friday games, and then Saturday, all the way up leading to the Girls and Boys Open Championship, and that's the highest of the food chain in the open division. That starts tomorrow, and we'll be covering some of those games, radio station 940 ESPN on AM. You want to tune into that. But, you know, I've always felt like, as an ex-ball player, as somebody now who coaches, who's deeply involved in the transformation of athletes in this valley, that we really have to come clean that, you know, we're part of a team. And it's a great team at 940 ESPN. We're all collectively bringing stories from local to national news, The Rise Show, the show you're listening to right now, has always specialized itself in the local scene. And with Nick Papagni, the godfather of high school sports, he's always put himself out there, sometimes risky, sometimes a little outspoken. Sometimes he says things off the top of his head and gets dinged for it. But you know what? The passion of bringing local sports has always been at the forefront. We've been doing this quite a while. And all I ask for is this. You know, the phrase is always, Nick Anderson, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You know, we're often, this show, The Rise, the local sports show for high schools, often imitated, but it's never been duplicated. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And recently, for whatever reasons, and we will clean this up and we will get to the bottom of it and work together as a team. But I don't think that all the shows inside our umbrella with ESPN and all the great things we do locally and, of course, what they do nationally, we represent The Rise. The Rise was formed by ESPN Corporate National, Bristol, Connecticut. My close personal friend, the godfather to my son, worked for ESPN National for many, many years, along with other friends that I've known, Dan Patrick being one of them, that I've got a chance to meet and hang out with during the years that ESPN was just being formulated. The Rise stood for high school. People asked, The Rise? Well, ESPN had a magazine, ESPN Magazine, and they created, just like in Sports Illustrated, Nick, Faces in the Crowd, where you'd go in the back of Sports Illustrated and read about great performances by elementary school kids and high school kids, ESPN created The Rise. And so when Nick Papagni and I started this years and years ago, it was just Nick and Matt. And then ESPN came in and said, we want to tag that with The Rise. That's how The Rise was started. But a lot of times during the courses of years, we've been imitated. Never duplicated, but constantly imitated. And as of recent, this road to Selland Arena is not the property of the Pag Meter. It should not be. It is the property of our valley. It's the property of the Bob Cahajanians of the world who worked diligently to bring this great showcase for this weekend at Selland Arena to life. But there's people in this town, media and broadcasters alike, that sometimes want to use words such as your one and only guru of high school athletics. And when the Pag Meter's name is not attached to that, I get a little upset. When people talk about the expert for all high school basketball and they don't use the Pag Meter's name in that sentence, I get a little upset. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And as recent memory, I'd like to bury this hatchet for good. For once and for all, I'd like to join my brothers in the ESPN world here locally that we need to combine forces. If Nick Papagni and Matt Johnson, myself, are not included in the discussion about high school sports, if Nick Anderson does not get to the party to talk about this road to Selland Arena, then that's an injustice to our valley. I include everyone in. I include the great sports writer. As an example, Paul Metters at Clovis does a wonderful job in Clovis Unified, bringing to light these great stories of these student-athletes. But as Jim Critzlow told me this morning, the Pag Meter and what we do on The Rise, we represent the central section. We go beyond that. We represent all the way up to Merced. We go to the coast now with St. Joseph's and Arroyo Grandes and the Atascaderos. We represent, just in our section, 60 public school districts. Remember, 60 public school districts, 13 private schools, and that represents almost 58,000 student-athletes that we try to talk to on a weekly basis between our Thursday and Friday show. If we're not included in the topic of bringing some little level of expertise to the world of high school athletics, someone in the broadcast business is missing a golden opportunity to reach out, as I will reach out, to our own station. Please include what we do on The Rise in your discussions about the road to Selland Arena, the championships of baseball, softball, soccer, basketball, because once again, we don't represent just one school district. We represent over 60 school districts. I go travel with Pag Meter from Bakersfield over to small communities in Fireball and throughout our section, and they all know the Pag Meter. It is a disservice, it is an injustice, when our names are not brought up in those discussions. Having said that, it is the road to Selland Arena, Nick Anderson, and we're happy to begin to broadcast that. We've got a great group of guests lined up for today. Of course, Nick Anderson is here joining me, but Bob Cahajanian will be with us. The great coach, the boys' coach, is going for another championship back-to-back at Clovis West. Vance Wahlberg will join us after the 1 o'clock hour. The man who will have to face a challenge but match wits and bring his party to the championships at Selwyn on Saturday is the coach Brad Rosnowski, who's developed a great program at San Joaquin Memorial. That's one of the games we'll be broadcasting on Saturday night. And then, of course, all the way down the list, you're looking at coaches. And the big story for me is the fact that the Bullard Knights found a way to get in Division I through all the troubles and transfers of their best athlete to another school, and they found their way into another championship run. And they've had, I think, something like 8 out of the last 10 championship runs have gone through Bullard High School. Well, they're back in the hunt with Coach Amundson. And we're going to join somebody who I've always appreciated for his level of skill and his ability to lead student-athletes, and that's the great Coach Adrian Wiggins at Clovis East. He'll be joining us, along with a young man who's found his road in football to junior college, it looks like. A great one, an all-conference player, one of the greats, state champion, Dwight Tatum out of Central High School. We've got a big lineup, Nick.
Man, you get a full recipe, I'd say, for lunchtime, and I'll call it a recipe because there's definitely food around here, and it's good to be on the Rise Show. Matt, first time I've been with you on the Rise Show, just the two of us. We've spent some time together on the Zone Show on Fridays, and it's a pleasure to be here. And I want to say I concur with you on your comments regarding PagMeter. You know, Helena, which is a sponsor on the Zone Show, does that show primarily to be certain that Nick is heard. And you guys have two. You have your show, and then he has another show on Fridays. And there's a reason for that, because a lot of folks want to hear him say, you know, things about Carruthers, Dinuba, Fireball, you name it. And there's a lot of listeners out there that know that those schools are as important as any other school that's out there. And regardless if you're Division 5 or 4, 3, wherever you are, the road to Selwyn's always pretty special. So it's a great time of year. Selwyn Arena has always been one of those venues that these kids will remember for the rest of their life, Matt, when they get to play there. And some of them have goals of wanting to play there, and it's unfortunate not all of them can. But when they do, boy, you talk to some of these kids 10 years later, and they'll tell you that that was one of the best experiences they've ever had in high school.
Oh, yeah, and it's done with such professionalism. Now, we're going to talk after the break and throughout our guest list. And, oh, by the way, how can I forget, also on the guest list today, representing our Valley as good as anyone, somebody that I really, you know, I'm a little older than this gentleman, but I admire this guy. I look up to him as one of the vocal leaders in our Valley and the production of what this Valley has to offer. And that's the great one, Paul Loeffler. And he has a little representation, obviously, with his daughter at Fresno Christian. Fresno Christian's in the Division V championship run against a team they're very familiar with, Fowler. That's going to be a great game in the Division V championship. And we hope that Paul Loeffler can join us on the studio. I heard he would. He said he would do everything he could to get over here. I'd like to hear from Paul's perspective, having a young daughter, of course, and then have family and ties to Fresno Christian. They've got to be excited about this. So it's not just the big boy open division, but there's open and there's five other section champions that are be crowned on this road to Selwyn Arena. And most importantly, that idea of getting to play in a big house.
Yep.
They've got some technical difficulties. Bob K. Janey, you and I will talk about it later, about the scoreboard and what's going to happen there. But there's nothing like going into a big house like that and playing in front of a large crowd.
Yeah, I mean, and the crowds, I mean, the first game starts at, what, 10 o'clock tomorrow,
yep.
I want to say,
yep.
Or Friday. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday already, so everything fires up. And, you know, I think we'll get an update on that from Bob.
Yep.
I remember a year ago today, we'll call it, that we were having the same discussion about Selwyn. And that's a great point. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But it is that jumbotron that sits up there above when you get into a venue like that size. The fun part of that, Matt, is the introductions to these kids and some of the pregame videos that they used to do where they'd
yes.
come to the high schools and they'd film these kids.
The lights go dim.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in Chicago
yep.
getting ready, and Michael Jordan's bringing his crew out there. The dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, the music hits, and those kids come in as introductions with videotape to back up their team. It's a special place.
Nothing
I hope
like
they get
it.
That fixed up.
Yeah, and I don't know if – I mean, you know, I think there's a hockey team that plays down there, right?
No, the Monsters.
I say that because, well, it's – they get a pretty good crowd down there. So what's bothersome is that that thing's not working, because I think they would enjoy that too. So if you're going to have a venue, I think you need to keep that going down there. But maybe Bob can shed some light on that, and he can provide us an update on what's going on with that.
Yep.
And
Bob will be joining us here probably around after the 12:30 hour. But listen, I just want to make it very clear. You know, we all have a place in this valley, and we can work in harmony between all of the sports broadcasters. there can only be just a few, and there are just a few here in our local community, and they happen. We all happen to be on the same team. Let's start acting like teammates as we talk about the life and the passing of Kobe Bryant. Now, he might have been a little selfish with the basketball, but there is no I in team. It's a joint effort, and we all want to bring it the same way. We'll be back, and you've got a great show lined up for you, or we have a great show lined up for you. We love you. We respect everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to 940 ESPN The Rise. We'll be back.
The Rise Show is sponsored by Bowman & Associates, Colliers International, Fashion Furniture across from River Park, Emmanuel Schools, and Van Buren Insurance.
We're back here live on The Rise at Fashion Furniture. Always want to put a shout out to Fashion Furniture. They do so much for local sports. They value the relationship with the local people and, of course, the economy here in town. They leave it all here. Anytime you can shop local and you're thinking about anything that has to do with furnishings, fixtures, extra things. My wife likes to always give a table setting or something. It's all here at Fashion Furniture. We always pay tribute to Fashion Furniture. They've been doing this longer than anybody, bringing this live action. All of our sponsors, of course. We want to thank Bobby setting this up, Gonzo back in the studio for being a part of bringing sports to this community. He does it as good as anybody. I love the broadcast he brings and the women's side of sports at Fresno State, the Olympic sports. Sometimes he'll probably be involved in that. I don't know. By the way, are you going to be doing like water polo and other sports over there, Gonzo? He probably is. I didn't get an answer, but that's okay. That's what I wanted to hear. Nothing. Crickets. We're also joined by Brad Rosnowski, the coach who's building a real top-shelf, king of the food chain type program at San Joaquin Memorial. Guess what? They're back in it trying to win a second championship. They're back in the Open Championship. We're going to talk with Coach Rosnowski. At this time, we're going to be introduced. We're going to introduce the Valley to a outstanding senior student athlete, football player, state champion from Central High School, Dwight Tatum. Are you on the line, Dwight?
Yes, sir.
Yay. Hey, welcome to the show, Dwight Tatum. Very proud of what you've accomplished, not only personally for yourself, but, of course, the team accomplishments. Back-to-back-to-back championships in our Valley, and, of course, sealing the deal with a state championship. You're the big left guard. You're the road grader for that Central Grizzly offensive line. You've come a long way since the time I coached you as a young kid in eighth grade going into freshman. Congratulations, Dwight. How you feeling?
Thank you, Coach, for the congratulations. I appreciate it. I feel pretty good, to be honest. It's a great accomplishment that me and my teammates accomplished. You know, it's something that you hold on for life, and it's something you don't forget.
Now, have you guys been obviously signed, sized up for your rings and all the good stuff that comes with winning titles?
Oh, yes, sir. We got signed for our state and our Valley ring like 2 weeks ago. So they should be coming in soon.
So you get the double ring, or are they going to put all that accomplishment on one ring? How does that work?
It's a double ring. We get two rings.
Oh, that's nice.
That just means it's got to be twice as big, right? You got to get all that information on there. I was looking at a ring the other day, and I saw that double up thing. So that just means you get a bigger ring. That's great.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Dwight, I just want you to know you're talking with Nick Anderson here, who knows the high school world with kids, because his kids have all gone on Division I. He's got another one on the way as a junior at Clovis West. But also Coach Brad Rosnowski of San Joaquin Memorial Basketball, he has a little flavor in this, because the topic I want to discuss with you briefly, Dwight, is, you know, you're a Division I talent now, but things didn't quite come into play, and it happens to many, many athletes. You didn't get the offer that you wanted in Division I, and you started kind of thinking, Coach, help me, and I know your coach Kyle Biggs is working his tail off and getting you placed to go play college football, but sometimes you've got to take a different path, and there's nothing wrong with junior college and really developing your game, and it looks like that's the path you're going to go on, correct, Dwight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in your mind right now, you know, whether you're disappointed about where you're at, you still have to go out and compete and play football. What are you going to do to prepare yourself to make a statement as you go into the junior college ranks to play football?
I just have to change my whole demeanor and the way I approach things as of, you know, since I've been in high school. You know, I haven't made the best choices and decisions that I could have made for myself in a better predicament that I am in now. But also just to, you know, go into this following summer and the following season that's coming up and, you know, just take everything one by one and make sure that I take care of all the business that I need to take care of and, you know, not let this, you know, bring me down, but just to you know, use it as a positive stepping stool to get to where the ultimate goal is, which is D1 and hopefully the next level. But, you know, just to use this as, you know, my last chance to change the way I am as a person, become a better man all around, you know, growing up, just to help me, you know, create better habits and, you know, just take it step by step and make sure that I'm doing everything the way I'm supposed to do and, you know, being able to speak up about what I need to do and getting help.
Yeah, and that path, that JUCO path, a lot of folks, like Matt mentions, that a lot of people don't go that path and they do something else. Like they'll either quit or they won't play or they just don't want that ultimate saying, hey, I want to go this path. I want to go directly to, you know, a Division I school or something. But for you to recognize what your path should be moving forward and going this route, it's not an easy route. We had a couple of JUCO kids on the show, the Zone show, last week. We were talking about Ed Matic, and they mentioned how important playing junior college was to their where they are today in their life, regardless of the athletic side of it. But they learned so much going through that. And I think it's important to always remember those type of things. But congratulations on you recognizing what you want out of this opportunity and what you ultimately want on that scoreboard, meaning that you want to get to that next level. And that's a great path. I think it's great.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, I've got Coach Brad Rosnowski from San Joaquin Memorial. I'm sure you've coached a lot of talented athletes probably in your entire life and career of coaching. How hard is that to kind of get with a young man who clearly has the ability, but they're just not really ready for that dream Division I spot? You've got to place them somewhere to grow and become get the maturity level up both physically and mentally. Have you had many cases like that, Coach?
Yeah, I think the message to you, young man, you've had a great high school career, and what is done is done. You can't look back right now. Your goals are still ahead of you to play at the Division I level. So you take care of everything in the classroom, on the field, and everything you wanted to accomplish in the next few years are still there. So just look ahead right now. Don't look back. That's the best advice we can give you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Dwight, last thing from my take, just want you to know, and I didn't get a chance because, you know, I'm trying to help where I can because I love you. I love the family. I love all of our student-athletes around there. They're trying to still chase dreams and ask for help. And you have a lot of support staff around you. You've got a great head coach and a great team in Central. And, of course, you have a lot of good people and family and your dad and grandmother. They're awesome people. I will tell you this, all right? I got it from a high authority, from schools in the Mountain West Conference, people that I respect, from San Diego State to locally here at Fresno State to all over the Western region. Your name is on the radar screen. They know who you are. They thought that there was some development that could still be made, but they all said unanimously, and I don't make this stuff up, that you are going to be, and you are right now in certain regards, a Division I talent. I think this is the great step for you. We're going to follow you, Dwight. We're going to have you back on. I don't want to divulge exactly, but you're looking like you're going to be going playing J.C. Ball. The head coach jumped on my opportunity right away, and I presented to him that we love this kid, and that's the national champion and state champion in junior college down south and in Southern California. So you've got a great opportunity. Dwight, keep it up, buddy. We'll talk more. I know you got to get out of lunch and go back to class, but hang in there, and we loved watching you this football season.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Dwight Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. And Coach Rosnowski, I appreciate that as we introduce you into the show. Brad Rosnowski, who's got a big game on Saturday for the Open Championship, which is, for those who don't know, the Open is the top of the food chain. Those are the teams that already have state bids already on their lap. But now they're trying to finish it off and win an Open Championship on Saturday night. But, Coach, you're absolutely right. You know, that's the thing. You know, you can't look back, right?
No, you really can't. And that's kind of our message to our kids, whether they're going to go play JC, Division II, or Division I, that what is done in high school, move forward and take care of business moving forward, you know. But I'd like to say, Matt, before we get started, that I heard you guys talking as I was driving in.
Yeah.
Talking about Utah and great area to go. And, you know, Nick, I think it's a great idea. Take the family there this weekend. I think it's great. Grab Jill,
you know,
the kids,
you're
and Cole.
Throw,
you're going to have a relaxing Anderson weekend in Utah.
You want me to take Cole Skin?
I actually might buy a couple flights for you if that's what it's going to take, you know?
That's a great way to introduce yourself. So, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're excited.
It'll be fun.
Absolutely. And on that note, to the big thing that's happening at hand, we've had you on the show many times, Brad, and Coach, You said it perfectly early in the year. Well, you know, we're going to have to gel and we got to get the chemistry right. We're not quite there yet. But obviously, you've started to play some high-level basketball. It looks like the pieces are starting to fit.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk at the beginning of the year, who's going to be open. We really didn't think about it, Matt. And you know, as a coach, you take the task at hand, the game at hand, the practice at hand. But I'm so proud of this group. I think, you know, you lose four starters.
Yep.
You know, including the number one player in the nation. And I don't think there was much talk about us being in the open. But our kids kind of heard that a little bit. I think they kind of heard some rumblings. Yeah, you know, what are you guys going Division I now for? But I think they kind of didn't talk about it much, but they heard, you know, they're on Twitter, hear different things. Yeah. So hats off to them, man. They've competed in practice, and it's been exciting to watch.
Stay off of Twitter, by the way. It'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, gosh.
Well, I just read it every now and it gets me in trouble.
But I just want to add to Brad's comments. I mean, so I text him after they beat Clovis North, and that's a crazy environment over there. And it also to be able to be down and come back in that venue, that just kind of coincides with what you just said about your team. And I know most of the kids on your team pretty well. Mm-hmm. My kid grew up with them, their friends, those type of things. And I feel like your team this year, Brad, is better than it was a year ago. I honestly think you've got a group of kids. The chemistry looks good. You got contribution coming from all over the place. They're having fun. They seem to get along well. And not to say they never were doing that before, mm-hmm. but you've done a good job as a coach bringing this team along. You got some good kids. And, boy, I'd hate to go beyond Saturday, but next year you guys are going to be real, real tough because you got everybody coming back.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys coming back. Obviously, our task at hand the next couple weeks is still, but excited. They bought in. Sometimes it's been a different guy every night.
Sure.
You know, Matt, football could be the quarterback, running back, but it's been a different guy at times. And there hasn't been any egos. Hey, it's my turn. Nah, these guys, you know, we'll get 28, 30 baskets a game and have anywhere from 21 to 24 assists, which I think is huge. So they've actually been fun to watch, really fun to watch this year.
Yeah. Well, Coach, you said something that also resonates with me, and that was simply talking about the background stuff that most people don't see, and that's that psyche. You know, someone wants to challenge us. I've always felt it's a little unfair in our entire section or anything that we do in the CIF world that at a place like where you're coaching, where someone like a Jalen Green can be there, but then goes off to a prolific prep, or he's that talented, one of the top five players in America, and then you lose that, but yet you've already been saddled in that you're going to be playing in this division. And sometimes I was one of those who felt like, wow, now they lose that guy, but we've always been pushing Memorial verbally on our show, go compete against the highest mm-hmm. level, because by God, you've got that type of talent. And now you do it, so to hear that by you and what your team was thinking, well, you know, people are saying, well, they shouldn't, oh, they're going to regret they're in the open this year. And then to use that and go get that team to play the level you're playing at. Although I did see you early in the year play Clovis West. And I thought, huh, here they go again. Even though somehow third quarter late after the halftime, things started to neutralize back in C-Dub's way. Mm-hmm. But your basketball team, we highly underrated by us once we heard the Jalen Green thing was leaving. I don't think we fully absorbed what you've got coming back and what you're developing. So, basically, hats off to you and for the team to use that as fuel. We'll show. We're going to be there. Now, you've got a big game, obviously, Saturday night as the closer. You talked about Cole Anderson at Clovis West. You've got to obviously contain that. But over all of that, without giving away the state trade secrets, what's the big thing that keeps you up at night about what Clovis West can do offensively or defensively?
It's funny you bring that up. Keeps me up at night, Matt. So you get our practice, you know, we come home. My wife's got a great dinner for me, and there's my son sitting at the table with me, making sure my I's crossed, my T's. He's not on my staff, but he's very, very knowledgeable coach. So he's making sure we're, you know, everything's good. But with regards to that, you know, it's obviously Cole is unbelievable. He's had a great career, has another year. But you know, they got two-headed monster after that. That the guys that, you know, have had incredible years, Jaron and obviously Max. And not to take away the rest of the crew, that the rest of those kids know their roles.
Yeah, yeah.
And Vance makes sure they know their roles. But Max and Jaron are absolute. They gave us problems last time. And you know, watching the Aurora Grandy game, they were very good too. So not taking away from Cole.
Sure.
Cole is a fantastic player, but Jaron and Max have been a big reason why they are where they're at. So, to answer your question, Matt, it's just them, and it's Vance. Vance is the best around, you know. So Vance is going to have some things that we're going to have to deal with, and the kids buy into that. So over, I mean, they're the number one team in the section. So obviously, you know, we've got a lot to think about. But, you know, we're excited. We'll be ready, and I think it's going to be a great show for the fans.
And we haven't got an opportunity to do as many games radio-wise with the San Joaquin Memorial Panthers. We're visiting with Coach Brad Rosnowski, the head coach. But fill the audience in for Saturday. Basically, be your best promoter. Talk about the names coming in from your squad that you look to see do big things and what grade they're in, and give us a little bio on the top 6-8. Heck, maybe the whole team.
Yeah, the same starting five we've had most of the year. You know, JoJo Hunter, just the NorCal Cal High Player of the Week, had a great game against North. CMAC MVP, sophomore. He holds several offers right now. Jaden Jerome just probably had the game of his career against Clovis North.
Agreed.
Guarding Terry. And scoring 23 points at the same time.
And for those, if the Jerome family is listening, apologies go out to myself and my radio broadcast partner. Sometimes it's Giron, sometimes we mess up the pronunciation. But, yes, Jerome he's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Devin Newsom, another sophomore,
has
been really good for us. Just kind of a guy that real steady.
Yep.
Real steady. And Stephon Young, the one senior that probably plays a lot for us, been steady, rebounds, plays about 6 foot, but plays can guard bigger, you know. I think the one guy that is going to be a key for us Saturday night is J.D. Douglas. He's a junior.
Oh, yeah.
Been a three-year varsity guy with us. Shoots the ball well. You leave him open, he's going to knock it down. But, you know, he'll do a great job defensively on whoever we put on him.
Yeah.
So those are the guys that have really been the mainstay for us. Good group of guys.
It's got to be a little interesting to see the dynamic and the – you know, the exchange of glances and views from your old player, Preston Kilbert, who's out Clovis West, who I think is arguably one of the best defenders in the entire Valley. I mean, the guy just nails, and he has more than just defense. He can shoot and score and all that, but he's a floor-burn guy. He's getting after it. That's going to be fun to get to talk with Preston.
Yeah, obviously he is over there now, but collected a couple rings with us, and we know what he brings to the table, and, you know, he fits into that style over there. So, yeah, it's a – I don't think I think it's going to be a good crowd. You're going to have a great girls game before. I think it's going to be a great 2 days over there. I think you got some great teams locally that are in it you talked about earlier. So I think it's just a great setup for 2 days.
I think the crowd and it's, you know, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. But, you know, this is what the Valley basketball is all about. You know, we spend so much time talking about these section championships, and we refer to them now more so as section championships versus Valley, right? Because we've got the coast, and Pag Meter always wants to make sure people.
Pag's gonna be happy you're
yeah,
saying
he,
that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, yeah, he is. He's on.
He started that. He said he got a.
So
he got 100
I've been hammered.
Emails,
I've been hammered on and harped on for several months now. So I've kind of been trained to say that, but. You know, that's, we were talking about earlier about how cool that venue is. And, you know, again, win, lose, to be in that environment and play there with the fans, it kind of reminds you back of those Fresno State days when you were down there watching Fresno State play, you know, in the Grant's Tomb days. And they're going to have, I mean, they might have a record crowd this year, I think. You know, Bob's here in the house, and he's going to talk about the scoreboard, because that's one thing that bothers me more than anything is, you know this because you mentioned I got a couple rings. So you've been down there a few times, and you got to experience what that Jumbotron does. And it's so fun to watch. No matter what team you're looking at, the videos that have been up there in the past with the smoke and everything. And
to see J.D. Douglas, like, rolling the basketball game, introducing his name, and he's got the background video going. That's
and his
cool
parents taking photos of that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that, you know, some of these kids are going to remember for the rest of their life. And I hope Bob tells us that the Jumbotron is working.
Bob K. Janey is up next. He'll let us know.
And if it's not, I get it. But that part of it, if I'm going to remember as a parent watching those games down there, those are the things I remember more than anything. It's fun to win. I get it.
Yeah.
But just that environment that you talk about.
Yeah, this is our fourth year in a row, and I feel like every year it's something new. And I tell the kids at practice, I said, you kids haven't been. It's a great experience. From the time you get off the bus and you walk in the doors, they just do a great job. Yeah. It's fun.
Well, Coach, obviously we'll see you there. I know as a broadcaster of the game, what I appreciate is that I get updates. There it is. Okay, 3 rebounds to 2. I'm doing the show like Paul Loeffler now. I get actual numbers that come in on rebounds and scoring and assists. as opposed to trying to follow the game. And Pagmeter's got his iPad out. He's taking score. He's doing everything that we do.
Now you're professional.
This is the one time every year that we actually, at the end of each break, there's a person hands our little sheet down, and we can say, oh.
But don't let them know that, Matt. You got to look like you know what you're talking about. Don't tell them you got that sheet.
I blew it. I blew the golden opportunity. Coach Brad, you can stick around here, get some pizza. We've got cookies and lemonade. And hey, man, I look forward to it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what San Joaquin Memorial is doing athletically. You guys are getting it done. Love it.
Thanks, Matt and Nick. Thanks for having me on, man.
You bet, man.
Okay, guys.
Coach Brad Rosnowski, the head basketball coach, San Joaquin Memorial. You can see him live tomorrow night, or excuse me, Saturday night at 8 p.m.
I'm sure he'll see him live. He'd probably be down there Friday night knowing Brad. I'm sure he'll be sitting up in the stands somewhere.
That's it. Let's quickly, we've got about 12 minutes before the first big break of this show. Let's bring in Bob K. Janey. Come on up. And now Bob Cajani, for those of you who don't know, has been an athletic director, an educator, a coach. He's done everything there is that you can imagine. But also he was instrumental, along with many, many other great people, bringing us this show, this Road to Selling. There are only two major shows in the world of high school athletics that I get really, really excited for. One, obviously, is the California State Track and Field Championships at Veterans Memorial Stadium there at Buchanan. That is one heck of a show for us track coaches and enthusiasts. And then, of course, the big indoor event that I think is as well done as anything I've ever seen in all of high school, and I've traveled everywhere, is this Road to Selland Arena. It started as a dream, and it's built into basically March Madness level like you see in college basketball. I want to welcome to the show Bob Cajanian.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thank you. Hey, Big Cat, nice to see you, too.
I'm in the house for the Rise Show, Bob, so don't get me confused with the bag meter, okay? I'm better looking, by the way.
By the way, I want to know, where is the little guy today?
Matt's got him on location, right? Oh.
I've got him on assignment.
Yeah, that's probably better. Salt Lake City, Utah. He does not snow ski, but he's bringing us great pictures from local high schools all over this great state of Utah with what's going on in the world of high school broadcasting in those states.
Well, good for him.
Yes,
good for him. I sure missed him last night he's been a good source of getting me scores. And, you know, this time of year it's important I know who has won their game, especially when I got a program deadline of 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
And
well, he doesn't just get around. He gets around. You're right. You could ask him about Fowler or Kingsburg or somewhere else, and he's probably going to have a connection there. It's going to get you that information pretty quickly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he's a good man with that stuff.
Bob, quickly,
so how can I help you guys?
Well, first thing is this. I'm going to go through this. You can help me. I know you're a man who keeps copious notes, and you've got a lot of things going on. But let's get to let's start with the first night, okay, which is tomorrow night. Starts actually tomorrow day in the morning, 10 a.m., Division 5 girls, East versus Strathmore. And before we get to that, are all systems go? Do we have the hospitality room at least set up?
Hey, there was a great lunch in the hospitality room today, so that is functioning perfect.
So that is good.
That's good. Your bellies will be full.
Now, before we talk Strathmore and East as they go into Division 5 girls at 10 a.m. now, tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
I've heard it. Coach Nick Anderson has talked about it. Of course, Pagmeter's been all over the phone with me throughout the early morning, late night, last night. Scoreboard difficulties. What are we talking about here?
This is deja vu from last year, by the way. I think it is. Tell me you went over to Fresno State.
I'd love to tell you we went to the Save Mart Center, but that's a story for another program. I will tell you this. I have a very solid plan B in place.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it require like flipboards you see at my like youth football contest where we're keeping score from the scores from the?
By the way, do you have an extra one I may be able to use? Okay.
But we're only talking about the scoreboard. It's officially we could say officially that the Jumbotron is not working.
I would love to tell you guys officially something, but I arrived there at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Expecting the board to be turned on, so I can tinker with it whatever I want. I have extra backup Dectronics boards. Last year, we showed up Thursday. Everything worked perfect. I ran that thing through every kind of check that I know.
Yep.
Friday morning, got there. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Had to run out to Save Mart Center, bring in a Dectronics board, hooked it up. At least the board worked.
The board. We talk about the board. We're talking about score, fouls.
Scores, fouls, time.
You know, the important stuff. You know, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
kind of important to know as a broadcaster.
Right.
It's 32 to 29.
Or even play, as a player or a coach, maybe. Yeah.
4 minutes left. I'd kind of like to
get those old flipboards and put them out there. Maybe that might help out.
Well,
I can always get Chuck. Chuck will be sitting next to me. He'll probably be working this game over there, too. He's working.
Yeah, Chuck will be on
There's
one of
Chuck.
Our
yeah,
books.
I see Chuck.
They still haven't turned it on.
Okay.
I left to come to the show about 12:20. I was told that somebody would be there at 1 o'clock to turn it on. So I've left people down there to take a look at it.
Okay.
That's the scoreboard now we're talking, everybody.
We're talking about, you know, 8 minutes up on the clock. It counts down. We put scores up. We put the fouls up. So one of the backup plans is I got a hold of Clovis Unified,
yep.
And Eric Swain was very gracious. They've got tabletops scoreboards, and I can put that across the way. Unfortunately, it'll probably be right about where Jim Uvino has to sit because I want the coaches to be able to at least see the time and score. Then I called Fresno State because lacrosse will be out of town this week, and I know that because I'm the guy that schedules the table people for lacrosse. And so they get a nice four-foot board that'll keep the score. I can put that at one end, and at lacrosse they have possession clocks, which I can bring in, set up on each corner of the floor, and set them for 35 and 30 seconds. So we'll be able to play. I can tell you that right now. I'm certainly hoping that when I get back down there, when we're done here today, that there'll be lights up on the board.
Yeah.
If the video board doesn't work, I'm not going to be any happier, because what you guys had mentioned earlier is so 100% accurate that it's scary not to have that stuff there.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, it's
the show element.
Yeah.
The pizzazz and pop of the road to Selwyn.
Well, like I mentioned when Coach Rosnowski was on a few minutes ago, and you know, Bob, this isn't against you. I know you're doing whatever you can, so know that that's not none of this stuff's coming at you. But I can't imagine why we're talking about this on Thursday when the games start tomorrow about this scoreboard. And last year, it's been a full 12 months now that thing hasn't operated down there. And it goes back to the video. I mean, my two daughters played down there I don't know how many times. And, again, I'm going to say this 100 times, one of the best parts about playing the Selwyn Arena, besides the crowd and the atmosphere, is that Jumbotron. And say what you want to say about it, but I know they haven't come and done any filming at any of the schools like they normally do the week before. As soon as they find out who's in at Selwyn, they come in and do a little promo. They haven't done that. So even if it is working, you're still not going to have those videos because there's not enough time to get that done.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's true. It's, you know, when this thing whole started back in 2005, we wanted to make it look like the NC2A. And that's why we went to schools and we shot those videos and we threw those promos up there and we had all the pomp and circumstances. And I think that we accomplished that. I mean, I still remember the article John Branch wrote for Fresno B saying that we were on par with it being an NC2A regional. And that's the vision that both Vince Weston and I had. And we wanted to get that done. Now, unfortunately, there have been things that have gone along that, you know, some things have dropped off. And the video thing is one of the things that's dropped off. And, I mean, I'm not happy about it, but I'm still glad that we can provide this kind of atmosphere for the student-athletes.
Well, and the other thing is we progress down the list. We also talk about – I know you've got some award presentations. It'll probably be after the next break. We're going to keep you around, Bob. Don't worry. But the D5, 10 a.m., girls, East First Strathmore, going to be spectacular. That noon game is the one that intrigues me because you've got the D5 boys at noon, Fresno Christian versus Fowler. It's a rematch of the Pagmeter Classic, a tournament that Pagmeter put on, and they go on 940 ESPN radio. And I think Paul Loeffler is going to be joining the Pagmeter on Friday for what I think might be one of the most monumental moments in the life of Nick Papagni. He gets to work alongside his
idol.
And anybody, he's definitely an idol, because anybody who gives up any body part to help some other human being out to live, i.e. a kidney, is on my list, my Mount Rushmore list of great human beings. A highly convicted man who his faith is powerful. But Paul Loeffler and Nick Papagni at noon doing the Fowler Fresno Christian game. That's going to be fun.
That will be exciting. And I'll tell you this right now. Fresno Christian does a good job of bringing people over here.
Sure.
Yes.
But my money is on one of two teams that will outdo anyone this entire tournament.
Yeah.
Fowler. Or Delano.
Really?
Those two towns. I went to the Fowler game the other night.
Yes.
That place was packed.
Yes.
The town is excited. The principal is excited at Fowler. The community, the people that have been. I sat next to a gentleman that was watching games since the early 50s.
Wow.
He says the entire time is going to get there. They're going to support the kids. That's great. And here's the thing I learned about that. Fowler has not played in the Valley Championship since 1915.
That's what
this guy was telling me. So
it's going to be what you're talking about. Anybody who's spent any time out in Fowler at their big baseball annual tournament, you've seen Chief Jerry Dyer out there and everybody else that represents the Fowler community. Unbelievable. Great call by you. Delano or Fowler?
Who's bringing the most?
Yeah.
Because the AD from Delano called me. He had a whole laundry list of questions. We got him through everything, and he said that this basketball team is helping change the culture of that community, and they're all fired up to be here.
And how fun is that?
Delano is about, no, I want to say 55, maybe 60 miles.
How far it is? Don't act like you're the pag meter now. I think you're in the valley.
But I'm asking so everybody has a good idea.
Right, that's fair.
I want to remind everybody that takes effort.
Fair enough. Okay, at 2 o'clock, we go back to the girls, and we've got the Arvin Bears coming in to play Porterville. That's going to be a good one.
That'll be a great game because, you know what, Arvin's never been here. And they're outside of the other side of Bakersfield, and it's going to be really interesting to see how many people will venture across the valley to support Arvin. I know that their people are fired up to be here. There are a lot of fired up people. We got six new schools that have never been to the sections.
So never count yourself out.
Don't count yourself out.
That's right.
Six new schools that will never care about the scoreboard because they never got to see what you got to see, Nick Anderson. On the Videotron. D3 boys come up next at 4 o'clock. I'll be there, of course, with the Pag Meter. We're calling this one live on radio. Wow, what a story. Bakersfield Christian, we know. Ben Yurasek, unbelievable talent. D1 football prospect. Beast of a man, 6'4", powerful tight end type body. He is unquestionably one of the best players in our valley. In our section, but the boys from Hoover High School, it's got to make you feel pretty good, Bob.
Oh, it makes me feel great. Tazelle Archie.
Yes.
I don't know the name of the football coach. I apologize for that.
Russ Prickett.
Okay.
Pickett is the coach.
Coach Pickett and Coach Archie.
Yep.
Have done a phenomenal job to turn that culture at Hoover 180 degrees. And there is so much positive coming out of there. And for Coach Archie to come and go all the way to, I think they're in Bakersfield. They were down playing Garces.
Yep.
Okay. Right. And well, those one of those private
professionals.
Professional private schools now. That PAG calls.
Easy.
Bob, don't fall into the Godfather's path there.
We've done that before. Bob, you're of age, so you can go easy off into the sunset.
What are you saying?
I'll have to deal for Bob for the next week, but thank you.
Well, for them to go down there and knock off Garces and come back here.
Hold that thought, Bob, because we're going to take a break. It's the 1 o'clock hour and come back on that because that story deserves to be talked about a little bit. That's going to be a great one. Hoover went down Garces, beat by Garces, come back. And, of course, Bakersfield Christian, love the representation from the South Valley. We're going to be right back and meet with Bob. Then we're going to have Coach Vance Wahlberg and Coach Wiggins from Clovis East, the D1 representative. We'll be back. You're listening to 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
Here comes Chazere, has the ball in at the buzzer. He throws up a shot. It's good! And we're tied!
76 all. Chazeray flew to the lane and lays it in.
Shades of Danny Ainge, Tyus Edney, UCLA. Chazeray goes the full length in 3.2 seconds to lay it in right at the buzzer.
We're going double overtime.
This is why we do local sports. This is the greatest show in town.
Central Valley, it's time for the 940 ESPN Rye Show. The 940 ESPN Rye Show is brought to you by Bowman & Associates, Fashion Furniture, and Van Buren Insurance. And now, here are your hosts, Nick Papagni and Matt Johnson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to The Rise, live here from Fashion Furniture. We've got the Godfather of Soul right in front of us, Big Rod's looking at us, giving us the word that everything's A-OK. We want to thank Fashion Furniture for all they do for local sports, college, Fresno State, City College, junior colleges all over, and, of course, what he does for the world of high school athletics. Rod and the family at Fashion Furniture is always here. There's nothing like it in all of California. Please come on in here if you want to get something fast, slow, on assignment, on consignment, in the credit department. You want to get some color schemes put together, they've got it all here at Fashion Furniture. Of course, I want to thank Nick Anderson's with my sidekick right now. I've got the other Nick. He's a little bit more official. He's pretty professional. That's Nick Anderson, the big cat. Right
pretty,
now
it's just pretty professional.
Pretty professional, yeah, but he's on it. And, of course, Bob K. Janian, you're here. 55 years of service to the student-athletes in this valley. Unbelievable legend of a man, truly. And we thank you. We left off. We were telling the story. We were on to the talking a little bit about Kingsburg. Not there. We're not there yet. I'm sorry. We're talking Arvin and Porter. Where were we, Bob? Please.
Oh, we're talking about Hoover.
Hoover. That's what it is. The Hoover Patriots went down to Garces, took care of business to put him in this position. They've got a very, very good game coming up. What's your nugget on that game, Bob?
Well, I tell you what. I saw Hoover play, and they've got three frontline people that are very, very good, and they've got guards that can handle the ball. I've also seen Bakersfield Christian play, and this is going to go to the wire.
Yeah, I would agree with Bob. I was fortunate enough to watch Bakersfield Christian play Clovis West at Fresno City College for the MLK Showcase, and they played great. They've got a great team. Matt Jurasik, you mentioned, he's a real deal. I mean, he's a next-level football guy. But Hoover, got to see them firsthand, and they gave Clovis West everything they wanted that night. And that team, that game could have went either way. So I agree with you. It's going to be a great matchup with those two. A very athletic team.
And then as you go into the nightcapper, the 6 p.m., the D1 Girls Championship is going to be a great game. And by the way, thanks for at least, let's not leave Bakersfield Christian out of discussion, which you guys didn't. I appreciate that. The D1 Girls Championship, Arroyo Grande versus Bakersfield High. What can you tell us about that game, Bob?
Well, the thing I'm looking forward to about Arroyo Grande, I want to ask them why they don't have a mascot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean?
They don't have
well, it's
I mean,
an eagle. Eagles. Isn't it?
The,
eagles.
The Golden Eagles are at Clovis West.
Right.
The Patriots are at Hoover. We don't know what's at Arroyo Grande.
Well, we know they have an eagle.
Now, we know they're the Eagles.
Oh, they yeah. are the Eagles.
They are the Eagles.
And how do I know that? Not,
I don't think they're the Golden Eagles
no.
or the Bald Eagles, but they are the Eagles.
Well, and the reason I know that is because we called the game Clovis West Arroyo Grande
yes.
to get to this rights for this championship of Open. And they had eagles on their shirt. And all through the broadcast, the pag meter kept saying, help me out here, Matty J. What type of eagle is it? What type of eagle is the eagle? And I couldn't give an answer. I don't know what different varieties of eagles there are, but they are the eagles.
Gold. I mean, there's a lot of eagles.
Isn't there? Yeah, I would think. Let's not go there.
Before, I just want to add one thing before we go, because I'll forget. And, Bob, I know Matt and I think this is important for the listeners. Don't forget it. This is a road to sell, and we're talking about that. But don't forget, there's a basketball game tonight with two wonderful teams playing that are in the Open. Nope, a lot of people don't realize there's a third-place game.
Yes, and that's girls and boys in the Open. Yeah.
Clovis North High School for the boys' game.
Yep.
I think that's 6 p.m. or 7. You double-check out there. I think I heard 6 and I also heard 7. But it's at Clovis North High School.
Yep. So Clovis North, Arroyo Grande are playing in the third-place game this evening.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
That's not – God. Thank you. Let's not forget that. This is like March Madness.
It's also
playing.
Definitely is.
But they're playing for a third place title tonight. And then the girls, I'm guessing, then they have the same thing. When do they play?
They play tonight as well over Clovis High.
Okay, so.
So you got two great games tonight. You know, it's Thursday night, looking for something to do before you march down to Cellin Arena. And those teams, don't forget, those teams, most of those teams would have probably could have been at Cellin Arena playing, but this is the inaugural year of the Open Division. So get out and support those kids if you have an opportunity.
As we finish out tomorrow night in the Division I Championship, the Clovis East T-Wolves. I'm going to go ahead and tell Gonzo. Go ahead and reach out to Coach Wiggins, Adrian Wiggins, so we can talk about that game. Because Coach Adrian Wiggins has brought his team, really one of the great coaches, clearly, we have in the Valley in any level. I don't care what sport. Adrian Wiggins has brought his Clovis East T-Wolves all the way to the Division I Championship. They'll be playing Bullard, who has a depth of experience playing for championships. I think Pagmeter's mentioned like 8 out of the last 10 or something Bullard's been in that game. The Bullard Knights, against all odds, really have made the final in Division I. That's the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's true. They come in with a record of 18-13, and the co-runner up in the County Metro, which is as tough as league as there is.
Yep.
But I want to digress real quick back to the D1 girls.
Yes.
Bakersfield High is coming in with a team that is very powerful. I'm surprised they didn't make the open division.
Yeah, so were we.
So,
yes.
Anyway, but come on. I don't know who does the seeding. I'm not part of that thing. I don't get a say in the thing. But seriously, the two guys in the finals you send on the road, send Bullard down to Bakersfield, and you send Clovis East all the way to St. Joe on the coast.
Very rare does that happen in any sport, that teams that open up and go on the road get to a championship level, and you're absolutely right. It happened here with Clovis East T-Wolves and, of course, the Bullard Knights.
Yeah, and I think it's the first time we haven't had the number one seed in the final. So we have a three and a four seed. But
wow. Boy, I wish I had the Pagmeter here. I could pull up all his notes. Go to the Pagmeter website. You can get a real in-depth story on all these games. He does it as good as anybody. He writes about every game, the highs, the lows, and what he forecasts happening. But I would have loved to have known how Clovis East did not get a 1 or 2 seed.
That's right.
I felt like they were, like, are they going to go to the Open? I wasn't clear on that game.
Yeah, I thought they were Open material too, but.
But they proved their worth. Both schools, Bullard and Clovis East, get after it on Friday night.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is an opportunity for Bullard to get a little redemption from last year. Then they lose that game in the double overtime.
Yeah, that's the one that leads into our show. Chazere goes the full length of the court in 3.2 seconds. Wow. This is why we do local high school sports, for games like that. But, yes, Bullard's got every right to have a little chip on their shoulder. But watch out for Clovis East. Have we got Coach Wiggins on yet, Gonzo? Oh, we do. We do have the coach of the Clovis East boys, T-Wolves, one of the legends in our valley. He's done it all from every level. This is Coach Adrian Wiggins. Welcome to The Rise.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Coach. You've put together, as you always have, a tremendous team basketball unit that hits the court every night, and they play hard and they're physical. I love your brand of basketball. Tell us about the road to Cellin Arena, the ups and downs, and how your team is clicking right now.
Yeah, well, I do want to take a quick second to say thank you just for all the exposure you guys give to sports here in the Valley. You know, you have no idea how exciting. You know, obviously sometimes we get mad and sometimes we're happy about it, but nonetheless, it's always passionate and you provide so much exposure and everyone's excited about what you do for high school sports here. So from a basketball standpoint and a sporting standpoint, just thank you. And, for me and all other people. But, as far as Cellin goes, it's a big game. It's a great atmosphere. You know, I've been there and I've watched every year I go and watch, and now we get to go and I get to watch my team play, and I'm excited about that.
I mean, Coach, that's got to be pretty special for you, not to take away from the team, but you also have your son, Will, playing, and that's got to be pretty special for you. And I know you well enough to know that you're going to concentrate on the team, and the team has gotten you where you are today. But it's got to be pretty special for you to play. Your son's a senior. You're playing at Cellin Arena. That's got to be pretty special for you to be there tonight, Friday night.
It is. It is. This whole experience has been special, and this is just icing on the cake. You know, I've been able to coach at some different levels, and And truthfully, coaching him has been by far the best experience I've had just because of that relationship. It doesn't take away from my teams and the players. I have great relationships and, you know, with the other teams I've had and with other, you know, places I've been. But it's just, it is. It's a unique experience, and I've been able to share it with a young man that's been a hard worker and a good example on the floor and a leader, and I've just been proud of him.
Yep, that he is. That he is.
And he certainly embodies the spirit that seems like all the teams that you've coached, from here at Fresno State to what you're doing right now, they have this tenacity, this grit, this unbelievable toughness about them. And your son is one of the leaders of that charge. What do you do, coach? How do you develop that type of physical and mental toughness in a basketball team? What's one of your secrets to this?
Well, I think it's respecting our opponents. We play some pretty good people. And so, yeah, you know, we're competitive. We want to win. You know, you guys know that here in the Valley is competitive. And I've been able to live here now almost 20 years. And so, you know, I feel like I'm from here, and it's competitive, you know, and so you there's pride in that. And you got to go around town and we all go eat at Doghouse or wherever. And we see each other. And so you got to carry a certain amount of pride with where you come from and who you are. And so we don't take that lightly.
Well, Coach, earlier we had on for the next game, the Saturday nightcap open division game. You guys were certainly worthy of being in that type of game, but it doesn't take anything away from a great year. You've got to handle your business tomorrow night. We're going to be carrying that game live. The Pag Meter myself will be calling it on 940 ESPN. Give us a little take, as I talked to Coach Roz at Memorial, tell us a little bit about your players, the team. From, I don't care if it's the whole team or six kids, but give us a little bit of intro to the Valley of the special talented student-athletes that you get to coach.
Yeah, good question. You know, I like you said student-athletes, because people don't know about us is that, you know, last year we won more games and had the highest GPA of any team in the Valley.
Nice.
When you combine those two stats. This year, again, I haven't seen the results on it yet because we're not done with our season, but, you know, our GPA is like 3.4 or something like that, which is really high. And, you know, so we have good kids. We have student-athletes. They work hard. The one thing I can say about us as a team is that, you know, we share the ball. And when you watch us play, it reminds you of, you know, maybe when you played, you know, a little older style of basketball, you know, in the sense of, you know, passing is valued, teammates are valued, and we like that. And so – we shoot a lot of threes. We can really shoot it. We got some guys who can put on the floor and go to the rim. But our most unique stat is that we've probably won more games than any team in the state of California that hasn't dunked a ball yet this year.
Hey, now, I saw a couple attempts. I think Clovis West, you had a few breakaways. Is it because they can't, or they just can't do it that easily?
You know, I got some guys that can do it, but I think they save their energy. Talking about our guy, I got Jamal Pittman. He's one of the top players in the Valley.
That's right.
I really liken him to like a Damon Lillard. He's going to go off to Weber State, and all of a sudden you're like, where'd this guy come from? You know?
Yes.
He's really, really talented. He's just such a good teammate that when he doesn't need to score 25, he won't. You know, he just shares the ball, and he's okay with that. He just wants to win, and he's got all the skills, and he's a really, really good player. William's my son. He's a point guard. He does a great job. He just runs the team. He's a leader. He's competitive. He's smart. We got shooters. I got Tyler Pacheco and Tommy Newton and Isaiah Corona.
Yes.
They can shoot the ball like you just know business. And so, you know, I got Camden Thompson, who's, you know, he's right there with Will and Jamal. Like, he's a driver. He's a scorer. He's, you know, you got to watch him. He scored 19 against Clovis West when we won, and I don't think people realize how good he is. And so, you know, we got some good guys. They're tough. They're all about the same size, so it lets us defensively do some different things than we would if we had more of a traditional basketball team with like a real center and a, you know, just taller, you know, and different size players. So, you know, you see us mixing it up a little bit defensively with our schemes.
How tough was that down on the road in St. Joseph's? I saw a little bit of the clips of that game. Looked like a real physical contest in a real tight gym. What was that atmosphere like?
Yeah, you know, it's a great place. If you've ever been there, St. Joseph High School is literally diagonally across the street from Rigetti High School.
Yes,
and I'm talking, it's just a stoplight that separates them. It's not some big square mile. I mean, it's a stoplight. And so it's very unique and very nice gym. Very small, and like it's loud in there, and the student sections was great. They were 23-0 in their last 23 games, I think, in that building. So
wow.
But for us to step in there and play like that, I was very proud of our group. everything was clicking, and it was just a good night. And we had such a good fan base come and follow us. It was just really fun. As a parent and then as a coach, I've been in a lot of arenas, and this one just sticks with me. Like, it's just one of those games I'll remember forever.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the venue over there, and you say, well, the venue's over in Clovis Unified. You get used to playing in some of those big gyms with, you know, all the space and the depth perception, all those things that go on, and all of a sudden you go to a gym like St. Joe's, and you're sitting there going, okay, well, I know I probably got about a 25% of the normal fan base that we're used to, but that's all that this place fits. But those are the ones that are harder to play in, Matt, because, Coach, you know this as well. You've played in some big venues in your time coaching at the Division I level in college, and when you don't have, you can have a big venue, but if nobody's there, it's not as fun as playing in that venue at St. Joe's. I've been to that gym out there, and they pack it and they do a good job. So it's nice to see some of those Central Coast teams stepping up. But man, you guys, to travel over, like Matt said, and play in that gym and that environment, I mean, who knows what was going to happen? But you guys stepped up over there, and that's great. That was a great victory for you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was, you know, they got a higher seed than us. We felt like we were a better seed than what we got. Mainly just because we played in the track, and there's no lack of respect for who beat us in the track. You know, we played hard against Clovis North and hard against Clovis West, and we came out of it 1-3. And we had two overtime games, and we still got the losses on them, and it just, you know, they beat us. And we felt like that a lot of other people would have lost to those two teams as well. And so, you know, it was just something that we felt like we were a little better team than what everybody else was thinking. And thankfully we were able to go and show that. And now we got a game against Bullard that's a dream for kids here in the Valley. I mean, everyone dreams of going and playing this game. So I'm just super thrilled for our school and our young men.
Well, we certainly look forward to watching your special brand of basketball entertain us all tomorrow night. We'll be there calling, like I said, live on 940 ESPN. Coach, go get them. And once again, I mean this sincerely, from all of us at ESPN and 940 and everybody in the Valley, sure appreciate what you do for the transformation of young lives and giving back as a great teacher and mentor you are to these kids. Keep up that great work. We'll see you Friday night.
Hey, thanks, man. You got it. We'll see you then.
See you, Coach. Good luck.
Right.
Yeah, that's a special team playing another special group. We couldn't reach out to Coach Atkinson, and he deserves everything he gets too over at Bullard to be so consistent, losing the big fella and the season and letting him go to another school or transfer out. You'd think for most schools that would be the end blow that keeps you out of a championship run. But Bullard, let's give them full respect too. Bullard's in the big hunt, and they're running a tremendous basketball program. That's going to be an exciting game. Do we need to take a break? We can take a break right now. We're going to come back and kind of finish this thing out because I got to get Mr. Vance Wahlberg and talk about the Open Championship game from Clovis West. The coach, Vance Wahlberg, will be back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with Vance and finish this show up talking about what happens on Saturday night with Bob Cahajani and Nick Anderson. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Rise on 940 ESPN. We'll be right back.
The Rise Show is sponsored by Bowman & Associates, Colliers International, Fashion Furniture across from River Park, Emmanuel Schools, and Van Buren Insurance.
We are back live. I just got done giving my speech about often imitated, never duplicated, but I'm going to imitate the bag meter. We are back live here, Fashion Furniture.
Get that slur. Get that little bit of slur in that.
I can't. I don't have a lisp like that. I can't do it. It's going to hurt.
That's
by
tough.
The way, my teeth, by the way, used to be. We're at Fashion Furniture.
Longer?
The Rise. Way longer.
Because you started coaching and grinding those things down to nothing.
I did. I'm working with the dentist right now.
And I'm not the pag meter, by the way.
Either knock them all out, and he said, you want to save your teeth. So I'm in this process of developing all these crowns and all these permanent teeth. And
so you're looking sexy these days, Matty.
Well, my smile, I look at my pictures when I got married, it's nowhere near like it used to be. It's
but
sad.
You're better now? Or
As pag meter would say, I cry a lot at night. Well, we're back here at Fashion First, like I said, the number one stop shop for everything you need to fix that house up and get it ready to go. The recliner section is always the best in the business, and of course the people here. Let's not talk about the obvious. This is the Palatial Palace Fashion Furniture. There's nothing like it in all of California. But let's get down to why. The best people, best sales staff, best credit department, best ownership team in the history of the fashion business of furniture, or the furniture business, excuse me. They do fashion too. You gotta see Rod Rock around here. He's one of the great dressers I've ever seen. He is immaculate. He's clean. I love it. and everyone else, and Helena Agri Enterprises, who's helping out with all this stuff we do in the world of high school sports. Of course, Fresno City State, they're always there. They're there for the high school teams, too. I want to appreciate and thank the members of Helena Agri Enterprises LLC for what they've done for local high school football. Great team. Look them up. And, of course, Mike Ryan, Colliers International. Mike Ryan, who's a local star athlete, tennis player, great everything. His grandfather is one of the legendary great football players that ever came through this valley. I want to thank Mike Ryan and all the great people at Bowman Insurance and Mike Ryan for what you do in the commercial real estate. All you got to do is Google Mike Ryan, commercial real estate. He'll take care of you. He's the best. We're back live. We're going to talk with Coach Vance Wahlberg. Doesn't need much of an introduction. Clearly, from a stature of a who's list of coaching, he clearly fits the bill. He is definitely the man. We're talking with Vance Wahlberg. Welcome to the show, Coach Wahlberg.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You've earned it, my friend. You've done it, and you've begun it through every facet, from going to clinics and talking with the best and the legends of college basketball to the NBA, to what you've done in Clovis West. Then you went off to junior college, and you've coached Division I college basketball at a high level, and you're back representing Clovis West. Your team is in the Open Championship, getting ready to face the Memorial Panthers. Talk about the road, Coach, and where your team's at, and what do they feel? What's it feel like for you?
It's a special group. You know, the beauty of high school, you know, being at every different level, the beauty of high school, you get such a quick change each year. You know, last year we had that special win against Tim and the Knights, you know, where you down two with 3.8 seconds, you score, you win in double overtime. You lose six of your top seven players, and to be able to come back and play in this championship game again just shows you what type of kids we have and how hard they work. Now, obviously, it helps. The one kid we had back was the MVP of the league, of every special player, but really proud of the kids.
Well, you talked about, you know, the special player, Cole Anderson, and it, to me, your team, you've got so much depth on that bench. And your halftime adjustments, as the Pag Meter always talks about, are usually spot on. But, you know, the roles are all defined, I believe, with your basketball team, Coach. It seems that you really have a lot of places to go. And that has to make you feel good. That something, you know, Cole doesn't have to be spot on, well above and beyond what his limits are. You've got players on that basketball team who could pick up slack. Let's talk about some of those great student-athletes, Coach.
Well, I think the two of the kids that people I think I've seen really make the big jump was Jaren Carr. You know, we list Jaren at 5'4", and I'll be honest with you, he's maybe 5'1", but just a dynamite of a player. I mean, he does so many little things for us. It's really hard to press us with Jaren because he's so quick, and he can get the ball down the court so fast and find the right person. If not, a lot of times he'll take it himself. And then you take Max Phillips, who last year, Max was on our BOB defensive team, so he probably averaged about a minute and a half a game. You know, comes back in this year and just has a heck of a year, shooting close to 61% from the field. He just does all the little things for you. He'll block a shot, make a big basket, make a big free throw. Those two have really just emerged and become really good. But like you said, we have so many different players that come in, whether it's Preston Gilbert, whether it's Ryus Vang, you know, the guys that just do their thing. Nick Amonza, Jalen Guidry are defensive stoppers. You know, we got a freshman, Isaac Martinez, come in, gives a little offense. We just have so many different players that we try to rely on. You know, we got Marcel Sanders and London Valentine who come in and, you know, play the inside for us. And it's just been, you know, the neat thing, like you said, the kids do a great job of understanding their roles.
Yeah, Coach, you got some great parents, don't you, supporting you?
Oh, most of them are really good. I got one real pain in the butt parent, but, you know, most coaches deal with that.
I didn't know if you knew it was me or not. I actually got a question for you. And you said it perfectly. I think Coach hit it right. If you watch teams play, they're going to play, most teams are 5 to 7, 8 kids. you know, Coach Wahlberg does have that depth, and what he's doing is he's bringing those kids in waves, and I think that tires these teams out, Matt, and it really, you know, you get on that longer court over at Selen, that's also going to bring a whole other game, the perception base, but also who's in better shape, Coach, and I think that's what really things come down to in games like this. A lot of these teams are pretty even going into it, but who can hang out the most? Who can hang out the longest? Who can finish strong that third, fourth quarter? Your team has been a real solid third quarter team this year. Can you hold up the third quarter, start out early? All those things are factors going into Selen Arena.
There's no doubt. Yep. I mean, and I told people this year, I don't think there's any really great team in the area this year. There's a lot of good teams. I mean, you take a look. We're playing San Joaquin. Earlier this year, we're down 21-22 to them. And they very easily could beat us. You know, you got North and Arroyo Grande. We, you know, lost to North, beat them in overtime one game. Arroyo Grande, we barely beat. You go to Division I, Clovis East. You know, we split with them. They beat us. You know, we beat them in overtime. They beat us at the buzzer by, you know, by catching us by one. You know, they hit a bucket with 30 seconds to go. Then you go to, I look at Division III. You know, you got Hoover and Bakersfield Christian. We barely beat Hoover and Hoover Bakersfield Christian. We blew out in overtime. It's just the type of year it's been.
Coach, now you, as you get ready for another trip to defend your title in Selen Arena, this is a question you get every year, but it's a different venue, obviously, than what you're used to. You don't get a lot of time to warm up. What do you tell your players before the game? Maybe you're over at Selen and you're getting ready to run out on the court to really have any meaningful practice for the first time. What's your coaching technique?
Well, I think one thing we change is I won't, you know, the more of the main players are going to get more shots up. Usually we balance it off. When we get there, we don't. I want my main players get more of the shots during that time. But it's the same for both of us. I mean, they have the same thing. You know, sure. Some people might think, well, it might be an advantage for us because we maybe might be in a little bit better shape. We play a few more players. But San Joaquin's so athletic that the court's also 10 feet longer, where it opens up more gaps for them. So it's a give and take. You just kind of wait and see how it plays out.
Well, we had Coach Rosnowski on earlier. I'm going to ask you the same question. So when the Wahlberg clan and your daughter, the great coach, she's getting ready for one of these games too. So you're having that family meeting and talking about games, and I'm sure you're very proud of Heather and what she's done as the head coach of the girls' team over at Clovis North. You've got your coach on Campbell on campus, so you're very well versed in championships from the world you grew up in. At night, when you finally start laying down, what about San Joaquin Memorial gives you the nightmare?
Well, I mean, they're much more athletic than we are. They're, believe it or not, a heck of a lot taller than we are. They're two guards, a 6'4 and 6'7. You know, and Joseph's going to be a Pac-12 player. Jaden Jerome has made himself into a really, really nice player. He's developed quite well. But what they do, it makes it tough for you, is they play a five out. You know, they all five of them get on the ball. They're basically five guards. They can do whatever they want with the ball. When you got five different guys get on the ball, it's going to put you in some tough positions at times. It limits some of my substitutions that I usually might make. But then, you know, when we do make some of those, if we can hurt them in certain spots, then, you know, that the advance goes to us. So it's going to be a give and take all night.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of, you know, Coach mentions athleticism on San Joaquin Memorial, and there's no doubt they've got some good athletes. And some of those kids you didn't know much about because a year ago they had Jalen Green on that team, and Jalen Green was a lot to do with San Joaquin Memorial. So a lot of these kids you haven't had a chance to really see play much until this year in terms of playing, but also seeing what they can do with the ball and getting better. You mentioned Jaden and him evolving into a player he is today, and JoJo Hunter, of course. But he's got some other players there that have stepped up this year as well. So they definitely are a different team, but I think the chemistry is much different than a year ago because you almost had to have your entire game plan almost focused on one guy. Now you're sitting there saying, hey, I've got multiple tools that they're going to throw at you at any given moment.
There's no doubt. Honestly, I think they're a better team without Jalen. I really do, because they all get to share and play with the ball. You know, where last year, you know, they're super talented with Jalen, but Jalen was going to take 70% of the shots. Now you don't know where they're going to come from. And, you know, watching them all throughout the year in our tournament and different games, the thing I think I'm most impressed is how well they share the ball. They do a heck of a job. You know, to me, it doesn't matter who scores. Watching them, they all want to share the ball, and they all can shoot it. So it's really, you know, it's fun watching that.
Well, Coach, obviously, it goes without saying, we wish you the best. We wish your team the best. You've brought a great collection of kids along for another great journey. It's going to culminate here. Hopefully, you've obviously already got the state playoffs ahead of you. But right now, the task at hand is, can you hang another banner, back-to-back champions at Clovis West? Very special job that you and your assistant coaches have done. We can't wait to see you. We're calling it live on 940 ESPN on Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Best of luck to you and the Golden Eagles, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us so much. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Yep, you deserve it. Well, that was Coach Vance Wahlberg of the Golden Eagles. Of course, we don't want to leave out the fact what a great campus atmosphere it must be right now. You have, obviously, the you know, you talk about Mount Rushmore of sport. I mean, you've got the girls' team that's on another quest to do what they seem to do every year for since I was born. They're on the road. Coach Campbell and the girls at Clovis West, congratulations. We'll get a chance to call that game also on Saturday night. They're spectacular. Clovis North, you're going to be in it with the girls. Can't wait. Let's get back to Bob Kajanian and finish out the Saturday games that start in the morning. Bob Kajanian, tell us about the – oh, by the way, Jim Critzlow, bless you, Jim, just text me in and let me know that as of right now, that scoreboard is up and operating down at Sellen Arena. It's working.
That's great news because I'm heading back there when we're done here to
there you
make
go.
Sure it's
they
working.
Didn't want to deal with Bob. They knew if Bob was going to come back and the scoreboard wasn't operational, they'd be
yeah, Bob,
upset.
If it's not working when we get down there tomorrow night, when you get there to call it, Bob, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to be around Bob. Yeah. Okay, so.
Hey, Bob, let's talk about the first games on Saturday.
Saturday morning, we're going to tip it off at 10 o'clock in the morning with the East Sequoia Champions Sierra Pacific taking on the defending state champion Carruthers Blue Raiders. Carruthers always has a very good following, and last year Sierra Pacific brought a lot of noise to the arena. So 10 o'clock in the morning, they're going to all wake us up very well, and then we're going to move on to the what I call a feature game of the Saturday.
Go. This, wait a minute, wait for it. Da, 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 da. This is a Bob Kajanian nugget brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises, LLC. Go ahead, Bob.
That's pretty
you
good,
guys
Matt. I'm just here for the breakfast burritos.
This is
yeah. 10 o'clock. Okay? I just want to know about the breakfast
burritos. This is one of the great stories. Only the legendary 55 years of helping student athletes succeed and excel in their lives. This is a Bobby K moment. Tell us about this one.
This one, Division 4. We've got the Vikings of Kingsburg.
Yes.
Taking on the Tigers of Delano. In conversation with the Delano athletic director, Mr. Duran, he's telling me that town is fired up. The basketball team is helping write the culture down there. Apparently, they had some
flare-ups in football. Yeah, they got a little bad press on the football field.
And he says that town's ready to come and support. And he told me that Delano has not been in a Valley final at that time, section finals now, since 1948.
1948.
You know where I was in 1948?
You weren't born.
Okay.
I was shoveling coal in West Virginia. I don't know where you were. I was handling my business. Go ahead, Bob.
But he told me that they haven't played since 1948, and you want to guess the team that they played in 1948?
Wow.
The Kingsburg Vikings.
Oh, wow.
There's the matchup.
So what I really like to do is find out who won that game, and, you know, we'll write that up as a story. But
I want to add something to that.
Sure.
I want to add that you've got two towns playing each other for a section title. And if you look on the mighty San Joaquin Valley and what we're all about, and that's agriculture in this valley, you're talking about two towns, Kingsburg and Delano, that are iconic towns in terms of agriculture in the valley and how it's evolved today.
Yes.
So it's fun to see those two communities so excited because that's what the San Joaquin Valley is all about.
Oh, yeah. I've had a few box of raisins from Kingsburg, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you got that, and you got the table grapes down in Delano. I mean, you can go on and on and on. I'm done now. You go ahead, Bob.
That's good stuff,
and you know
good
what? I've been a member of the Kingsburg community for a long time, and they take a lot of pride, and they will come, and they will be the most rowdiest student section we have.
I remember. I've seen them in other championships. Kingsburg Vikings bring it. And as you said, Delano has a whole town backing them to try to right that cultural ship, to let everybody know. Because I know what you know, and Nick Anderson knows. We know what Delano's all about. It's not that one moment in history where they had a football flare-up. Delano stands for greatness and high character. I can't wait to meet the people, Delano. That's noon Saturday.
Noon Saturday.
I hope there's no rules on the student sections unless the rules are coming from the school district's administrators, because the student sections are what brings the crowd alive, and that's all part of these games. And you see some student sections that are rowdy, in the right way rowdy.
Yes.
And you see some student sections that are just sitting there like this because they're told to sit there like that. So it's going to be interesting to see the different rules that are out there.
Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, and that's one of the reasons when Vince and I set this up, that's one of the reasons we put the students as students only.
Sure.
We took parents out of there. We want those kids to be as active and goofy and as much as they want to be supporting their teams as long as it's in positive.
Well, let's get the last of these Saturday great games showing up, because Paul Leffler is in the house, so we'll get a chance to talk to Bob and talk about the great things Fresno Christian's doing and get a chance to talk about that. But let's go to the 2 p.m.
2 p.m., San Joaquin Memorial Girls are playing Mission Prep.
Yes, and by the way, San Joaquin Memorial Girls, they might be open division status as far as how good they are.
Maybe that should be open
should
division.
Be, yeah, Memorial Girls.
A lot of people
team
throwing
is,
darts at that
yeah,
decision.
They are off the charts good.
I will tell you this right now.
Yes.
I saw them play last night.
Yes.
And they can beat some boys' teams.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. But we got the Panthers from Memorial, and we've got the Royals from Mission Prep. Mission Prep historically has been in championship games year after year after year before they entered the Central Section.
Okay, the 4 p.m. Division II boys championship game, Redwood Independence.
We have Independence taking on Redwood. Redwood has a brand new athletic director as of Wednesday. So he is not unfamiliar with the athletic duties, but he's swimming right now to get us all of his information, and we're holding the program up a little bit because we want Redwood to be included.
Well, nice job to walk into. You're going to play for a championship.
Independence, the Falcons have been
yes.
here before.
Yep.
And they'll bring some pressure and up-tempo basketball to us.
And then it gets really big time now because yep. the open division girls started off at 6 p.m. Clovis North Broncos, the Clovis West Golden Eagles, broadcast yep. here on 940 ESPN.
And we don't really need to say any more about that.
It's a colossal matchup. They've been trying. They're trying to build a program. They've done it in Clovis North. They've changed and flip-flopped and made themselves a relevant player. But it still is. They're playing against C-Dub, who is just iconic in the world of girls basketball. At 8 p.m., Bob, open division boys. We've already talked to both coaches. Clovis West Golden Eagles take on Memorial Panthers. Memorial trying to repeat. Now they have moved into the open division. They got exactly what they wanted. Coach Rosnowski wanted open division. He got what he asked for, and he gets to play a fine Clovis West game. We can't wait. That's also on 940 ESPN. Quickly before we close, Mr. Leffler, Paul Leffler, please. Maybe not. Paul's back doing a business meeting with the rest of the crew here today. Paul, can we get just a couple words with you? Paul Leffler was kind enough to come on over and talk, and he's got obviously a wealth of knowledge, not just in our valley, but around the world and everything he does and television and everything else he's done. But you've got a special thing that's coming up here on Friday. You get a chance to sit. Hopefully here it's going to work out well for you. You get to be at the Pag Meter, Fresno Christian.
Got any advice for me? I've never called a game with Pag Meter before.
Let him talk a little bit.
No. Make sure you have your stats, though. First, give him all the stats he needs because he's going to be.
Well, yeah. Well, Paul will be. Okay, let's be honest, Paul. You're from that's my best friend. But IQ level, this is going to be fun because you get to bring it in and bring that great IQ, and I'm very proud of always – letting people know that dude's from Fresno. That's Paul Leffler. But are you calling the play-by-play or the color?
I was assuming the play-by-play, but if Nick's taking that, then I'll do the color, you know. We'll have to figure that out. Maybe we'll Rochambeau.
You'll be doing play-by-play. It's pretty much how we work when we do a guest deal like this. Fresno Christian, a great school. Obviously, your daughter?
Both of my daughters
Your daughters go to school there. It's a great opportunity. I was a little taken back. I love Fowler. The Cedarquist family and are all good friends, all that Fowler community and Chief Dyer and everything else. Awesome place. They're going to bring a huge crowd.
Oh, yeah.
But I was kind of taken aback on the seedings. I felt like Fresno Christian was the one. They played earlier in the year, so there's a little bit of that going on. But it's going to be exciting.
It is. I was at that Fresno Christian Fowler game, and it was close. It was closer than you thought it was going to be because Fresno Christian had a big size advantage.
Yes.
Didn't really take advantage of that size, and Fowler hit a bunch of threes. I think they made 12 threes, and 10 of them were in the corner. So I'm sure there's some adjustments that are going to happen there. But I love the Fowler community. So many great friends
That's
there.
Right.
I've spoken at their FCA a ton of times. You mentioned the Cedar Quiz, the Fever family, everybody down there. Great
That's
community.
Right.
And that rivalry with Fresno Christian is legit. They really get into it. So to have that at Celland Arena with both of those fan bases, my daughter will be there cheering. It's going to be fun to announce. And there's some real talent on that Fresno Christian team, young talent.
Yeah, there's a post player, I think. Her mother played for Hanford High School back in the day.
Oh, this is Parrish. Yeah.
Yeah, Amy Parrish.
Yeah.
And at Fresno State, coached at Fresno State.
Yes.
Her son, Tyus, is a sophomore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's about 6'6", 6'7", already. He's growing into his body. He's getting stronger. He's understanding the game more. They have another 6'5", young man who's a junior, Karsten Selzler. The two of those are starting to play off each other a lot, really well. And they've got a sophomore point guard named Orion Tomlinson who's really quick and is understanding the game better and better. Had a sharpshooter, and then a young man make 10 threes in a game a few weeks ago, Bryson Graham.
Wow.
So they've got some pieces. And
yes.
Their other starters, their only senior in the starting lineup, Ty Kaufman, who is pretty versatile, can handle the ball, can shoot it. So they're not your typical Division V team as far as size and athleticism.
Right. Well, you know, Pagmeter called me from Utah, excited as heck, giving me the business. And Paul Leffler will also, because I'm asking him, like, whoa, don't leave me hanging. Who's on the show? Well, I've got Paul Leffler lined up.
Wait, by the way,
speaking of that, Paul and I, hopefully, they're trying to put it together. We're going to do the game on 9:40, and I think that is awesome. You've obviously, you do this for a living, and you get a chance to hang out with Nick. I can't wait. I'm listening to this. This game starts at what? This is an early morning.
Noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow. I want all the listeners to know. Noon tomorrow, Paul Leffler sitting alongside Nick Papagni, the Pagmeter. This might go down in history if you let him be himself. One night he did it with me, and we did a television simulcast deal with radio at a high school all-star, California all-star game. And 5 minutes into the game, I look at the break, and I said, what are you doing? Well, I thought I'd be different tonight. I'm trying to act like Joe Buck. I'm trying. Just be yourself, Pag.
I hope you don't
make him wet his pants because he might change his whole demeanor. If he doesn't, you guys, this is going to be a treat. I would ask everybody to listen to this one.
And his dream is to get a blue blazer that says 940 on it. If anybody has a blazer downtown that fits the Pag meter, he needs a blue blazer for that show.
That might be able to be arranged. We might be able to do that. I'm looking for his passion for high school sports. You guys know you're around him all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why people love him. And it just comes out of everything he does. So it's going to be fun to be in that environment with him. I'll let him provide the excitement, and I'll just try to keep the numbers and players straight.
Paul, the next time you have a little time, please, we got to do this right. I'd like to have you on for, a whole show because I'd like to do more tributes. So like I said, Tony Diodato at the beginning of the show, I'd like to have a show where we just talk about the fine works of some of these iconic figures in our valley, you included, and learn about the background, to learn about who developed your nice little set shot. I've seen you from the basketball court hitting long range.
That's how bad my vertical has got us set shot now.
Yeah, you're set shot, John. You got it. But, no, I'd love to hear more about you and your travels in Syracuse and everything else. And who was your inspiration? Let's leave us with that because we're getting ready to go off air.
Sure.
Who was your inspiration that really got you excited about it? I want to do this thing and be a personality on air.
Well, there's a good story on that I'll share with you sometime. But the guy I listened to the most was Hank Greenwald doing the Giants.
There you go.
And it was a privilege to get to know him. And what a class guy and what a gifted guy. But Greg Papa on the Warriors, Lon Simmons on the Niners. Listen to all those guys growing up.
Yeah. Well, it shows. You do a wonderful job. And I want to thank Bob Kajanian. Scoreboard is working. Get on down there to Celland Arena. Make sure that we're fully in business before I have to let you borrow the Madera Unified flip sheets that have scores on them for wrestling matches.
The AAU Summer Classic, right?
Yeah, hopefully we can do that. Boy, what else? Nick Anderson, thank you so much for joining us today.
So I want to say something about the Pag. So Pag Meter is going to be Bill Walton.
He will.
That's who he's going to be that night.
I'm going to give Dave Pash a call then for some advice.
I just hope he's... Don't bring that up.
Yeah.
Hopefully
okay, we'll leave it alone.
He's Pag Meter. Let's just let him be that guy. Because I would love to see him, instead of calling, 32-footer from the left wing corner, I want to hear him do that. I want him to jump in and say, this mother of his was actually an all star. I want to hear his sidekick side story. Anyway, that's all good stuff. Of course, all of our Dwight Tatum at Central High School, keep it up. Go on down to junior college, wherever you go. We want you to stay here in Fresno. Go to Fresno City College. Tony C would love to have you if you're listening, Tatum family. Maybe you just stay at home. I know you want to try to get out. Stay at home. And, of course, the coaches, Vance Wahlberg, Coach Brad Rosnowski, Coach Adrian Wickens, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great time, fellas. Thank you. And back at the studio, Gonzo and Bobby, thank you so much. You've been listening to 940 ESPN. This is The Rise. I want to thank everybody for enjoying this weekend, Friday, Saturday. We'll be at Celland Arena. Let's all go join and have a big party together. As Nick would want me to say, get in the game. Thank you.